The strike by SEPTA city transit workers has been averted thanks to a tentative one-year contract agreement. The SEPTA board votes on the deal tomorrow. The union has a ratification scheduled for December 6th. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The one-year deal gives SEPTA drivers and maintenance workers in the city 5% wage increases and safety improvements. Transport Workers Union Local 234 President Brian Pollitt at a news conference Wednesday said he was close to calling a strike, but he held off.
I would definitely call it. But I tried to continue talking, and I guess my strategy worked.
SEPTA, which has already announced plans for fare increases and service cuts, is running a deficit this year, and Chief Operating Officer Scott Sauer said there were no promises of extra funding from the governor to pay for this deal. He said this contract would be funded from SEPTA's operating fund.
There's still a deficit, and it's still roughly $153 million. This doesn't change that fact.
Sauer said running one-year deals with uncertain funding, though, is not a healthy way to do business. He said transit needs stable state funding so it can come to long-term agreements with its unions. At SEPTA headquarters, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.